if the President Ramaphosa, if President Ramaphosa, Minister Hlabisa, and Minister Gorongwana did not take a cabinet decision and appoint and actually intervened in Itsebotla as they did, I think it was the beginning of October or end of September, they made that decision and they actually intervened. Had they not done so, which was what we told them, then we would bring personal cost applications against them. And that would have been a very strong personal cost applications, and we were fully committed to doing so. We were drawing up the papers for that.
Itsebotla, there's an interesting place. It used to be called Lichtenburg, and it has become the poster child for disastrous municipal governance in South Africa. They tried to have a full rerun of the November 2021 election, and unfortunately, they had the same result, despite the DA sending Helen Ziller and other big guns up there trying to win more seats. They didn't actually get it right, and the people voted for the same dysfunctional municipality that they did in the past. But this was an opportunity, a big opportunity, for Saka Lecha. And Saka Lecha's chief executive, Piet le Roux, tells us the story today, why they picked up on Itsebotla and why they were actually drawn to this little town as a template for a way to address a lot of the malaise that's going on in rural South Africa.
Yeah, look, Alika, Itsebotla is a story of people unable to vote their way out of a collapse. And in a way, it's showing that some of the constitutional theory, the whole idea of how to get good reforms in this country, isn't actually working the way it's written on paper.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in South Africa, isn't there? In theory, we've got the best laws in the world. In theory, we have the best constitution in the world. But in practice, well, we have not grown GDP per capita for over a decade now. In practice, our unemployment just gets bigger and bigger. So theory and practice, well, there's a whole lot of ways that they fall between, or it falls between stools. We don't actually get to do it the way that it should have done. Anyway, le Roux and co. believe that there's a watershed. They have taken 4 years in working on the Itsebotla issue, and they've got to the point now where they do have something that can be used in dysfunctional municipalities elsewhere in the country for we the people to take control. But let's hear the story from him.
In towns like these, Alec, you don't even get a rates and tax invoice or bill anymore. The municipality has no clue what you're supposed to owe, so it makes up numbers about what your electricity bill is due, or what your refuse is, or what should be your bill should be, or your water services bill. And you get these random accounts from time to time, or you get nothing, or you just get your water cut off because you haven't made some kind of payment. And it becomes a complete chaos. So I think in combination to the litigation strategy that we've pursued with our partners there in Itsebotla, I think a key is also to form some kind of services association, some kind of ratepayers association that assists each other in using properly the provisions under local government legislation to lodge formal disputes, because that protects you when the government comes, or the local government comes and tries to cut off your electricity or cut your water because you were supposedly didn't pay your rates and services. Because you have to, at the same time, even as the litigation strategy pursues, you pursue it, that you have to also throttle the flow of finances to corrupt and useless government officials. So if you just keep paying anything at every demand of the municipality, then you're just fueling a bad system.
But central government wasn't terribly keen to take up its responsibility. And from what I understand, you had to threaten Ramaphosa and the cabinet.
Yes, we had to go through multiple rounds of litigation, including very strenuous threats in earlier versions of this litigation against the provincial government. Most recently, what happened last week was that we finally got a court order that just sealed the whole deal. And the court order says, we are noting now that national government is intervening. National government, by name of the Minister of Finance, Gorongwana, he has to report to Saka Lecha every 3 months with a report on the intervention. We will make that report available to the people in the Zuboutlar in Lichtenberg to monitor the situation and consider their further options. But and we got a cost order. So basically all the costs, we're recovering a big chunk of it. Now, that's the end of it. This court order just sealed it. But the intervention came about 6 weeks to 2 months ago, only after we threatened the president, Raposa, Minister Gonangwana, and Minister Klabisa of local government, when we threatened them with personal cost orders in case they do not now take up their obligations to intervene under Section 1397 and national government intervention. And that was after even the provincial MEC for local government, Uaheng Molapisi, made this public plea that I mentioned earlier, where he said, please come, national government needs to intervene in Ditsubotla. Now, this is extreme dereliction of duty. It's for months and years, it's clear that the national government is actually obligated to intervene. Cyril Ramaphosa, in the end of 2023, December 2023, he was actually in Ditsubotla. He promised that, you know, within a few weeks, things will be sorted out and there'll be new elections, and all of that came to nothing. And so even since then, for at least 18 months, it was clear, basically by national government's own admission, that they should intervene. They didn't. We then proceeded to this threat of personal cost orders. And I'm sure that their legal advisors informed them that the chance of our success with those personal cost orders were very high.
This is where the unthinkable happened. They just came here and took his car.
No. I sold it to them. What's this?
It's crime scene tape. Did they pay you at least?
Within 15 minutes, money was in my account.
Were you happy with the number they brought you?
I got almost the same price as what I paid for the car. Everything was easy. Everything was painless.
Well, there you have it, South Africa. With We Buy Cars, you won't come short. I'll tell you really.
1.93.
We Buy Cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
I love doing these deep dives into issues that really matter to us. All around South Africa, we have towns that are crumbling, where the incompetence and the corruption is just off the charts. But those who pay have no alternative. Also, they thought. Now you can hear that Saka Lekha has picked up or taken the cudgels and is taking it right to the very, very top and threatening the cabinet members directly responsible that if they don't do their jobs, they're going to be sued and be forced to pay in a personal capacity. Something about that, where you ask people or demand that people pay out of their own pockets, that gets their attention, isn't there? Well, what happens, though, elsewhere in the country? That was what I asked Piet le Roux. What in similar cases, other municipalities which are similarly dysfunctional to Ditsubotla, which I can assure you from all the feedback we have, is not exactly an isolated example.
We don't intend to litigate municipality by municipality to make this happen, but we have demonstrated that it is possible to follow this process. We think it can be done. We did it in about 4 years, but you know, the road's been trodden now, or the track's been laid. So it's possible for others possibly to do this more quickly. And we suspect that other municipalities will also progress to the national level of national government intervention. It has happened under other circumstances in places like Standerton, I believe. But this is the first one where end-to-end we took it from the beginnings of Section 139 all the end to national government intervention.
Okay, fair enough. Then what about the businesses and ratepayers who are in those dysfunctional municipalities? What advice does le Roux have for them in dealing with the difficulties and the challenges that they have of a municipality that is clearly incompetent and corrupt?
You can do it at the individual level. At the individual level, you can look at what your rates and taxes bills are. Do you get them in time? Are they properly accounted for? And if they're not, lodge proper disputes. Start throttling the flow of finances to the municipality. Don't do a tax revolt. Don't call it a tax revolt, because as much as that sounds appealing, It's very hard to defend that. And in the end, you're going to get your water and services cut off, and it's going to be hard to get that turned on again. And you get all sorts of liability. Try to be smart about it. There are provisions under the Municipal Finance Act and other where other places which you can use to launch proper disputes and start with not paying what is not properly due to the municipality and only paying what is properly due. Then I think the second step is to realize that solving a town and solving for town recovery is not an individual endeavor. It's also not a democratic endeavor in the sense that you need to get everybody in the town involved. People always people tend to say we need to get everybody around the same table. Everybody needs to work together. And actually, that's not how town revival starts. Town revival starts with enough good businesses with enough capital and maybe one or two or few other people getting around in a small enough group so that coordinated action is possible, and start some kind of local business forum, and then be willing to invest into that forum. Town recovery is not something you're going to get done between 10 and 2 at night after you've already tried and make your business and make your business profitable throughout your course of the day. Try and do division of trade, division of labor. Try and create specialists in your town focused on managing the common the commons of that town, the town administration, the town recovery. And the way to do that, we think, is to band together as well-capitalized businesses and put money away, appoint someone to make it someone's full-time job to deal with the municipality, think about litigation. In the event of litigation, administer that litigation, negotiate with the municipality, coordinate with other businesses. And that's not that expensive, but it's also not cheap. So, but you need to make that investment. We don't think town recovery is possible without coordinated action and investment in executive capacity.
And the ace in the hole, he says, well, make those who have the legislated responsibility, what they're being paid for, make them personally liable.
It served us well to not jump the gun with personal cost orders, but keep them in the pocket for extreme situations, like the case where we did this now with the president and with Minister of Finance, Minister of Cocktail. In the end, they didn't get personal cost orders. This cost, the cost orders were in our favor, but because they actually intervened at that threat of personal cost orders, we did not pursue and would not have been successful, likely, in asking for personal cost orders against them at this final stage. So keep that in your pocket as a potential ammunition, but I think that don't see that as a golden solution. It's only part of a more comprehensive litigation strategy.
Phew, isn't it great to have some hope? There is hope on the horizon, and Piet le Roux and the Sakalika guys have, as he said, laid the tracks. Well, the full interview, or what we call the director's cut, is accessible on biznews.com/briefing. I'll be back again tomorrow, this time with the feedback on the mini budget. Until then, cheerio.